Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy Long Beach Joe, and I am back at it again. I'm back at it again, man. Listen, it is time to have discussions, okay? The New York Jets continue to do their thing. Joe Douglas continues to make moves to continue to better this football. We got Mike Williams in the building, for those of you that may not know. He just signed with the New York Jets today. We all knew he was visiting today, but he has signed. We're going to be discussing that. Also, you know, something that broke on the last show, at the tail end of the show as we were closing, Tyron Smith, for those of you that may not know, also signed with the New York Jets. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well, just a slight bit. We're going to get to everybody because we got a lot of calls. We're going to get to the callers. Again, 515-602-9639. Again, 515-602-9639 is the number to call in. The lines are open. Everyone be patient. We're going to get to the callers, okay? But listen, let me start up the show because I'm hyped. I'm fired up. Listen, I am the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with you folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. Okay? I love that. I want to thank everybody that does leave feedback. Salutes to everybody. You know, I really appreciate all of the thoughts and everything you folks have to say. For those of you also that may not know, okay, I'm also on iTunes as well. Going over to iTunes, type in The Long Beach Joe Show, The Long Beach Joe Show on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast, okay? Also, leave me a 5-star rating over there and leave me some feedback. I want to thank everybody that does that. Again, I want to thank all of my overseas people. They continue to hit me up. All of the folks over there in Germany, all of the folks over there in Ireland, all of the folks over there in the UK, okay? I want to thank you. I want to thank you, seriously. Love your opinions. Love your takes. Love going back and forth with y'all as well. Please, you know, continue to, you know, give me your thoughts, and let's go back and forth and have that. I'm always, again, shocked about people that live so far away from your boy that listen to me. I'm blown away. I'm telling you, I'm blown away. So salutes to all of my overseas listeners. But I want to be clear as well. Salutes to everybody that listens to me, okay? My American folks, my folks in South America, my folks in Canada, everybody, okay? But I'm just always blown away by my overseas listeners. It's crazy. But salutes and respect to everybody that listens to me, okay? I am also on Twitter as well. Going over to Twitter, type in @TheLongBeachJoe, @TheLongBeachJoe on Twitter, okay? Follow your boy on Twitter. I'll follow you right back. Let's go back and forth and have that discussion about it. For those of you that may not know, I argue quite a bit with people on Twitter. I don't want to. I don't want to, but that's what they want to do. So here we are, right? I'm also on YouTube as well, for those of you that may not know, okay? Some people stumble on and they go, Joe, wow, you're a very handsome guy. I didn't know. You know, you look so great. You know, your hairline's always crisp, always clean. Salute and shout out to my barbers, okay? My barber keeps your boy looking good. He keeps your boy looking right, all right? You know, some of that is just genetics, but some of it, you know, hey, it's the barber. I'm keeping it real. I got a good barber, all right? And they say, hey, Joe, you're looking good, you know? So I want to thank all the ladies out there for your kind words. I'm not a cocky or arrogant guy. I'm just a regular guy working with what I got. You know what I'm saying? But I want to thank everybody that comes on by the YouTube. For those of you that do not know, again, we're live on YouTube, okay? At Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube, okay? Subscribe, hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be in the know, all right? That's what we do over here. Come on by, join us. But just know that when you come over here, you're going to be dealing with some people in the chat. I call them the savages. You want to know why? Because they're savage. Listen, nobody is safe, okay? Not even me. If the Savages do not like your take, if they don't like your opinion, if they don't like what you bring into the table, trust and believe they're going to let you know. Salutes to all the Savages in the chat. I see you. Mike, Edward Stewart, Michael, I see you. Dakota J, everybody in there, salutes. All right? Salutes and respect to all of the Savages, everybody watching. All right? Please continue to put your thoughts, your opinions in the chat. I will come to you, questions, anything you got to say. I will come to y'all, okay? Again, we have callers tonight. We're going to get to everybody, 515-602-969, okay? We're going to get to everybody. But I got to get to a little bit of news, okay? And then we're going to hit the lines again. Savages in the chat, I see you, all right? We're going to come to y'all as well, okay? Now we're going to start with this. For those of you that may not know, Mike Williams met with the New York Jets Monday, today, and we were all having these discussions, okay, about, you know, what should the New York Jets do at wide receiver? How should they handle the situation? Well, Mike Williams met with him. Everyone knows I'm a big proponent of Mike Williams. And he signed with the New York Jets. He signed with the New York Jets today. 1-year deal worth up to $15 million. Oh, what a deal, man. I like the move here. Now we know we'll figure out and get more of the, you know, more of the kind of intricacies of the contract. We'll figure that out as that continues to come out. But I think that this is a really good deal here for Mike Williams. Now, keep in mind, he's a guy that was formerly with the Chargers in 2023. He actually tore his ACL on week 3, right? And that was in a victory, 28-24 to the Vikings. He also had a little bit of an injury, you know, situation in 2022. He missed a few games with a high ankle sprain. But everyone knows that I like Mike Williams a lot because of what he brings to the table, okay, as a wide receiver. All right, before 2023, he had 895 yards in 2022 before, again, 2023, him tearing that ACL. Now, here's the guy that we're bringing to the table with the New York Jets. We know that we've struggled, right, with the wide receiver position here. We thought that we were going to get something from Alan Lazard. We did not get that this year from him, and we'll be talking about him in just a second because this signing definitely impacts him, right? But often during the season, what we saw was it just felt like Alan Lazard was out there. Oh, excuse me. Garrett Wilson was out there by himself. It was pretty much Garrett Wilson versus the world, right? Garrett Wilson be out there. And if Garrett Wilson didn't get open, then, you know, hey, nothing else is going to happen. We're bringing in Mike Williams, who's a guy, 6'4", big body wide receiver. The catching radius is off the chart, okay? Now, listen, I'm not disrespecting Herbert. You know, Herbert's a good quarterback, but, you know, you'd often see Herbert just drop back, chuck the ball up, and Mike Williams go up there and get it. You know what I'm saying? He's going to go up there and make it happen. And I think that he's going to be a great addition to this New York Jets offense, okay? He's a reliable set of hands, and he could be a major threat in the red zone as well. That's where I think he's going to be extremely impactful here for us. And he's a great option to grab for that number two role. And the reason why I want to bring that up is because Alan Lazard is under pressure. He's under pressure. We all know it, okay? Listen, last year, Alan Lazard, blood. That last season, Alan Lazard was poop. He was so bad. This signing puts him on notice, man. He was awful last year, dropping footballs left and right, running the laziest routes that I've ever seen. I'm telling you, I've never seen a wide receiver run lazier routes, not fighting for the ball, all of that stuff. Man, he was so bad last season, Sulla benched him, you know. I remember him coming out as well, calling out the Jets coaching staff, all kinds of things after a loss. I also remember Sulla standing up on that podium and saying, you know, basically when asked about Alan Lazard, he's got a year and a half left here. I have never seen Robert Sulla talk about a player like that. I've never seen it. But you could clearly see his frustration and the frustration mounting with Lazard last season. Well, what this signing does is it brings in a guy that is absolutely going to push to and challenge and take, you know, if you need be. He's going to grab that number two wide receiver spot. So I remember our wide receiver coach last year talking about that as well, that he had challenged multiple players to come up and grab that spot, and no one had done it yet. Well, here we have Mike Williams, a guy that, you know, if he can remain healthy this season, which I think there's a great chance he will do that, man, that number two spot is all his, especially if, again, Alan Lazard does not step up. And I know that there's a lot of people, and I was a big proponent of having Lazard here as well because of the relationship he had with Aaron Rodgers, you know, everything that we had going. But once Rodgers went down, there was a lot of question marks about Lazard and his, you know, what he was doing here as far as what he was doing on the field. So here we have Mike Williams in the building now. And this wide receiver group is really shaping up. It's really shaping up and looking to be solid for Aaron Rodgers coming back. So we're going to be discussing that. Also want to touch just a little bit on the Tyron Smith situation. Again, as I said, as we closed the show, you know, I believe it was Friday, Tyron Smith was signed. And it was like at the tail end of the show. And we all know that it's a deal that – it's a one-year deal. Okay, it's incentive-laden. That could be up to $20 million, okay? Now, keep in mind, we got a little bit more news about the deal more recently. The deal is a $7 million deal that's guaranteed. The $7 million is guaranteed of the deal, okay? And the rest is, you know, incentives that, again, bring the deal up to $20 million. I thought that it was a solid deal, you know, for the New York Jets, especially with Tyron Smith's injury history, right? We all know that. I think he played something like 17 games in the last 2 years combined. We know that he's had, you know, major injuries before. But this is a guy that, man, when he's healthy, he could get some things rolling here. He could be a really solid, you know, left tackle for us. So I wanted the Jets to stay away from him, okay? I'll be completely honest. Everyone knows that. I talked about that. But, you know, here we are, and we have him signed. He's in the building now. You know, that pretty much shores up the New York Jets, you know, offensive line at this point. So, you know, you look at the Jets line, and here we have Tyron Smith at left tackle. You know, we got John Simpson at left guard. We've got the center in Tittman. We've got, you know, AVT at right guard. And, you know, we've got our right tackle here as well, you know, and Morgan Moses. So things are looking solid. I thought that this Tyron Smith was signing was Joe Douglas shoring things up. Okay, he's going to risk it for the biscuit, and he's going to make sure that he gets guys in the building to make sure that Aaron Rodgers stays upright. Okay, that was a big deal for him. So he made the signing. Now, I look at this situation, man, and I know there's a lot of people are talking about the Jets and what could happen, you know, as far as the draft and all these things. I do not think this takes the New York Jets out of the talk of drafting a tackle at 10. I don't, okay, for two reasons. One, you know, both of these guys, or at least Tyron Smith, you look at AVT as well, injury histories, right? Tyron Smith has a major injury history. So you could look and say, hey, if Olu's there or somebody's there, then guess what? If one of those guys go down, you plug the young rookie in there and you let him go do his thing, right? That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it as well is Morgan Moses is on the last year of his deal. He's only costing us, I think, $5.5 million. But again, it's the last year of his deal. Then you look at Tyron Smith, it's a one-year deal as well. Hey, you get your young tackle behind Tyron Smith. Let's say we take Olu. Let's throw that out there, right? Let's say we take Olu Fasanu. Guy's his left tackle. Okay, cool. You bring the young kid in. You sit him behind a veteran, right? Tyron Smith's the vet. You let him learn and grow and get everything together from Tyron Smith. Tyron, if he's healthy the full season, cool. Right. If he's not, you throw Olu in there. But let's say Tyron stays healthy the full season. All right, cool. Now, after that's said and done, guess what? You got Olu to step up. You move on from Tyron Smith. Thank you for your services. And you keep it moving. What a deal, right? What a deal. So that's my take on it. But, again, there's a lot of people talking about different things we can do in the draft. We'll continue to discuss that, I know, on this show. And as we continue on into, you know, the upcoming draft, we're going to have those discussions. So it's quite a bit to talk about, okay? And there's also been a lot of talk about today. Again, Jadeveon Clowney coming into the building as well. I'm live, okay? I am live, for those of you that may not know. I'm live, okay, on this Tuesday. Maybe he signs during the show. Maybe he goes somewhere else. We'll see. But there's a lot of talk about Jadeveon Clowney as well, you know, visiting the Jets. We'll see if the Jets lock him down, too. That would be big because we lost Bryce Huff. We just recently lost Bryce Huff, and Joe Douglas has done something in free agency that I'm extremely happy about. He's been able to really pick things up, figure out the offensive line. But I do not like us losing Bryce Huff. And now we're looking at the situation. You got Jermaine Johnson, who's a great player, right? But got to have double-digit sacks next season. And then you look at Will McDonald, who's a guy that we're hoping to really step into a role in his second year, who was deactivated at times during his first, you know, his rookie year. You know, he's trying to, you know, figure things out again. He's a young player. Now this year, he's got to give us something in a year filled with big expectations, Super Bowl expectations for many Jets fans. So we're going to be discussing that again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I am taking all callers, okay? Keep in mind when you call in, be patient. We will get to everybody, okay? We'll get to everybody. Trust me, all right? Just be patient. Hold the line. Please give the stream a thumbs up. Subscribe if you have not already. Hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be in the know, okay? Please do that, all right? Also, if you want to give to the platform, Cash App is at the bottom of the screen. Super Chat is right up at the top of the screen. Anything that you give is greatly appreciated, okay? Keep in mind for my new callers, I don't have, you know, many rules on this show, but the one rule I have on the show is do not call into my show cursing because I'll get you out of here fast. I'm talking fast. Faster than we got Adam Gaze out of here. Oh, boy, that was fast. Oof. Wasn't fast enough, but it was fast. After we got Mike McCagnan out of here, whew, that was fast too. Whew, that was quick. It was fast and quick, all right? Wasn't fast enough, but look at how we've been able to turn things around, right? Look at it, all right? 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Again, when you call in, be patient. We will get to everybody, okay? We'll get to everybody trust. First caller I'm going to, we're starting up early. I think it's Val, man. We're going to Val. 732-609. We'll come to you in a second. New callers, hold on. We'll get to everybody, okay? But we got to get to Val. He's first on the line. Listen, shenanigans have begun. For those of you that do not know, Val, he is a savage. Val, salutes. I'm going to thank you for calling in tonight, my friend. I already know what time it is. The show's starting off on the circuit. Val, the New York Jets have just signed Mike Williams to a one-year deal worth up to $15 million. What are your thoughts about this, man?
Man, oh, man. Salute, Joe. Salute to the chat, man. I guess the circus, no, stop. It's no circus, man. It's all truth, man. That's all. But, hey, man, listen. Wow, man. Listen, us as Jets fans, we have to embrace this moment. We are finally getting guys in this building and actually signing the same day that they come and visit. We haven't seen that in years. I don't even know when. I can't even tell you when. But, man, this is actually really good. I feel like the contract was actually really good as well, too. Low risk, high reward. We could actually make some movement on the, you know, when it comes to draft as well, too. But, man, this was definitely a significant, good, piece that we needed, man. It's no more double-teaming Garrett Wilson now. We actually have a capable, possibly number one or number two right now in Mike Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course, injury issues and stuff like that, but we got to look at the bright side. This guy is a stud when he's out there for sure. So we actually got that, I would say that Brandon Marshall-ish. I'm not going to say he's actually his like that, but he's a big body wide receiver. And best believe the red zone, oh, man, it's going to be like a gold zone right there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, listen, I hear you. And that's my thing. And you kind of were you're already kind of going where I want to take this discussion. I look at the situation. I'm like, man, this really helps Garrett Wilson. It's going to open a lot of things up for him because now, you just can't double team him without repercussions anymore. Okay. Because everybody else is struggling, especially when you look at Alan Lazard and all the play that we saw from him on film. We saw him during the game. Now you got Mike Williams in the building, big time, 6'4", big body guy that can go up and get in. My next question for you, Val, when we're talking about this, do you think that this opens up the vertical passing game for the New York Jets when we talk about Mike Williams being able to stretch the field the way that he can with his size and the way that he can move?
Absolutely, absolutely. This guy, he's very good when it comes to route running, catching in traffic. Like, it doesn't even matter who's around him. He will catch the ball. That means, like you was just alluding earlier, man, I mean, the quarterback for the Chargers, I can't think of his name right
Herbert.
Now. But
Herbert,
yes. Justin Herbert, yes. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert, all he does is throw it up. Mike Williams just catches it in traffic. Doesn't matter if it's two people on him, one person on him, he's going to catch it. He's just like Brandon Marshall and stuff. So imagine now you got Aaron Rodgers that could just float the ball in the air, and it's just like right in your hands and stuff. So he's going to flourish, definitely. And now you got Garrett Wilson that could finally have a quarterback, you know, well, hopefully, you know. Hopefully he has it. Well, we got two good quarterbacks now, so I definitely got faith now. But, yeah, so he can finally catch the ball. Doesn't have to worry about, you know, a lackluster quarterback play and stuff like that. So now it's going to definitely open up. It's going to definitely look good for, you know, for both of them, man. And I just can't wait to see this, man. I'm super excited. I don't want to get overexcited, but, you know, because last year it was all over the roof. But this time I'm more, you know, in the comfort zone. I'm more happy, but, you know, I'm a little, you know, I'm definitely there, you know. But I'm happy about this for sure.
Yeah. So when you look at the Jets offense as it stands right now, Val, like, do you see any real weaknesses? What weak point do you see in the Jets offense at this point?
Good question. Offensive plays. I would say the offensive coordinator, that's a weak point.
Talk about it.
Daniel Hackett is still the offensive coordinator. That I would say that is one of the weaknesses. Doesn't know how to utilize talent. Realize Breece Hall could actually catch the ball in the back zone, in the backfield after, I would say, 10 weeks? After 10 or 11 weeks? So, yeah, that's a little concerning. But you got Aaron Rodgers coming back and stuff. So I feel like that will definitely help that out. He could change audible if he doesn't like the play, doesn't like what he sees out there. And he's very good when it comes to deciding of where he wants the ball and everything. And, you know, he's going to discuss that with the offense. So I feel like that's our real offensive coordinator. And another weakness, I want us to listen. As much as this offensive line is so much better, I still want us to at least get more depth. I want us to get more depth.
Yes.
I don't want to hear.
Yes.
I still, I'm happy how the offensive line looks. I just feel like we still need that offensive tackle. I still feel like we should, I know we're probably going to discuss this later on in, you know, in our conversation, but I still feel like we should trade back probably 13 or 14, get back into the second round, get an offensive tackle. I hear a lot of tight end. I already knew I was going to hear about Brock Burrows and stuff. Brock Burrows and Bowers. So I already knew that was going to come and stuff. But, yeah, I'm hearing a lot of people that want Brock. But I still feel like we need to get an offensive tackle. So, you know, I'm definitely with that, you know. And trading back and actually get another wide receiver in here, too. That would be beautiful. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that there's a lot of people talking about trading back and doing all kind of different things, and that's a possibility. I'm not taking that off the table for people. But for me, this is me personally. If Olu is there, and I want to start off by saying this too. I know that there's a lot of people that think that Alt is going to be off the board. I don't think that that is as sure of a possibility as a lot of people think it is. When you look at the Los Angeles Chargers, I'm going to get this right eventually, okay? The Los Angeles Chargers just got rid of Keenan Allen. They just got rid of Mike Williams as well, who's now his New York Jet. They could be taking a wide receiver in the first round. They absolutely could. Ooh. And even when you look at their left tackle position, Slater is one of their best offensive linemen. That's a left tackle. So I'm wondering, is there a possibility that Alt could be there at 10? The only team that I look at that's ahead of us right now, unless we get jumped, the only team that I'm looking at that could end up taking a tackle is Tennessee. But we know that Tennessee has spent money on their offensive line this offseason. So I don't know. There's a possibility that Alt could slide to the New York Jets at 10. I think that there's a possibility. Unless a team jumps us and grabs him, I think he could be there. But
what about that offensive tackle from Washington?
What'd you say? Say it again.
Troy, the offensive tackle from Washington. I think his name is Troy. Is that another person that, if he's available there, would you take him at 10?
I don't know. I mean, I like Fashanu a lot. I like Fuaga a lot. I those are the two guys that I think if we're sitting at 10, I think that those are the guys that we should end up taking, me personally.
That's the guy from Penn State?
Yeah, well, Fasano's the guy from Penn State. Fuaga's the guy from Oregon. Okay. So those are the guys that I think we're going to end up taking. If we stay at 10, that's my whole thing. If we stay at 10, that's what I think ends up happening. So that's my thing. That's what I think ends up happening. And I think that's a chance. But again, trading back, I think is not a bad idea whatsoever. Okay, it's not a bad idea. But if Fuaga is there, or if Olu is there, I would really like to take one of those things because of what you said, Val, the depth factor, the fact that you know we need to make sure that we stay in not only depth, but again the future. Both of our tackles, they're
one year deals.
They're both one year deals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, one year deal guys.
Happy for the moment, but I'm thinking long term as well too. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're where
exactly.
I'm at.
So, yep. So my next and final question for you, Jadeveon Clowney, a lot of talk about the Jets and him. You know, he's coming into the building as well. Is he a guy that you want to see the Jets sign, or do you want to see him go elsewhere and grab a guy? How important is it as well when you lose Bryce Huff?
Yeah. Like I said, that Bryce Huff situation was really, you know, a dicey situation that I feel like we should have definitely handled and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, now Clowney, I will say, man, Clowney is somebody that I feel like that would come in here. Sometimes he has his off days. Sometimes he's really, really on. And I feel like that last year he was really on. So I definitely feel like that is somebody I think that would utilize and that would be perfect for this defensive line. As much as it's good right now, we would definitely for sure have that defensive line just in case, you know, Will McDonald doesn't come through for us to the way that we want him to. But he would still have that veteran and Clowney that would actually come through and actually, you know, dominate because he really looked good against when he was with the Ravens and stuff. So I feel like, man, I would definitely grab at that. And to be honest with you, now we're more attractive than we was 24 hours ago. So, well, I would say 48 hours ago and stuff like that when we got, you know, our new offensive line left tackle, which I'm very proud that we got as well, too. Which, of course, at the tail end of the last conversation that we had. So, man, I'm definitely happy, man. But I would definitely pick up Clowney. That is somebody I would definitely, you know, try to, you know, have for probably a one-year deal as well, too. That's another person that I think that would have a one-year deal. And, you know, he's gonna definitely show out. I feel like that's somebody that's going to show out for us.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, Val, this has been a phenomenal call from you. Before I let you go, there's a lot of Jets fans that were on the back of Joe Douglas that were just completely destroying him. Okay. Yep. You know, I'm just listening. I'm just here. Everyone knows we do this show year-round. I'm just listening to people, okay? Calling in. I remember there was a lot of talk crazy about Joe Douglas because he didn't do a lot of things early, right? Robert Hunt out the door, a lot of guys out the door. Give me your thoughts. What do you say now to those Jets fans that were talking about firing him and getting rid of him and he was trash general manager? What is your assessment of it now? What do you say to those people about?
Listen, man, starting to get on the good side, man. I will say I'm in between now. Like, I was totally, you know, fire him and stuff like that because, you know, the whole Zach Wilson situation throughout the whole years of him being here since 2019 and his record is so bad. It's just like you really can't defend that. But this year, I mean, 2022, he survived and stuff. He was, you know, he definitely hit it out the park with that draft right there. That saved him. 2013, you know, we can't defend that at all. I mean, 2023, we cannot defend that at all. But now this offseason, he definitely showed up. You know, you could tell his back was against the wall, you know, even though these contracts is a one-year deals and stuff like that, but it's definitely an all-in type of contracts that we're trying to win and stuff, that we're really trying to make it to the playoffs and not just make it to the playoffs, but try to make it to the big game as well, too. So I will say, you know, he's definitely, you know, heading into the right direction now that Joe Douglas did his side of things so far, because he still got the draft. Now I need Robert Saleh to come through because he also has a bad record as well, too. How are you going to manage this team to get us to these big games? Because, listen, you lost to an intern coach in Pierce. You lost to the Falcons, you know, you know, you lost to a lot of teams that we should have won. We should have been in the playoffs these past 2 years, and we went on a six-game losing streak, and then we went on a losing streak this year as well, too. So now it's up to Rob Bisaccia to – now he has the pieces. There's no more excuses. Now you got to put it on and show off. Now you got a Hall of Fame quarterback, and now you got a backup quarterback. Not to be long-winded, but, yeah, that's my answer for that.
Nope. Listen. I hear you, Val. Listen. I got to slide off, Val. We got other callers. The lines are hot. I'm going to get to everybody. Be patient. Next time I have a show, Val, I want to hear from you, all right?
Absolutely. Everybody hit and like to subscribe to Joe. And like I said, anything he says at the end, of course, is defamation. And shout out to you, Joe. Keep doing your thing, man. And let's go.
Thank you. Listen, no matter what Val tells you, nothing that I've said is defamation of character, okay? Everything that I have said about Val has been factual and on, spot on, okay? It's been spot on, all right? Salutes to Val. We're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-969. Quickly, though, we're going to talk to the savages in the chat. I see y'all, okay? I'm one man. Thanks for the cheese. Salutes and respect to you. Good to see you, savage in the chat. He says, trade back. Draft Asanu in the first round, wide receiver in the second round. We don't have a second-round pick. We do have a third-rounder. But I tell you what, I would love to see them take a wide receiver in the third round as well. There are some guys out there that are definitely going to be able to come in here and make an impact. Salutes to you, Cheese. Edward Stewart says, a vertical threat steal. Salute to respect to you, Edward. Listen, that's a fact. That's a fact, all right? That's a fact. Mike Edwards is going to push, Mike Williams is going to push some things, okay? GVH, salutes and respect to you as well. Savage in the chat says, last Friday, Tyron Smith, what news will break tonight? That's always interesting, okay? Maybe we get Jadeveon Clowney signed tonight. I don't know, okay? Seems to be like my show is great luck for the New York Jets, okay? Every time I go live, there's some type of news breaking. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is with me. That's how we do over here. Again, salutes and respect to all of the savages in the chat. Badger Den, salutes. He's in the chat. He says if Joe Alt is there at number 10, the Jets will select him. That's a fact. I'm just saying there's a chance. I really believe that there's a realistic chance that Joe Alt could be their team. The only team I'm looking at that's like desperately needing O-line, if that, is Tennessee. And they spent some cheese. There was a lot of talk about Alt being a Charger. It was signed, sealed, said, and done. But with the Chargers needing wide receiver help and Herbert, you know, being their young quarterback, I'm thinking the Chargers might take a wide receiver. And there's some up there. A lot of talks. Neighbors, you know, Harrison might be. Who knows? You know? So we'll see. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is number. Call in. When you call in, be patient. We're getting to everybody tonight. Trust me. Just be patient. We're moving through the lines. The lines are hot. Next! I'm going to Chris. Chris, I'm coming directly to you. Tim, Mike, D, I see y'all. We'll come to you in a second, but I got to get to Chris. He's been on the line. For those of you that do not know Chris, he's a savage.
Let's go, man.
Chris, listen to me. Mike Williams signed with the New York Jets, a one-year deal up to $15 million. What are your thoughts about it?
I'm very excited about this signing. I usually don't get excited about a lot of signings. This one is, I think, going to work out. I think this guy is really good. This guy can go over the top. This guy can get the ball. This guy is quick. This guy can get downfield. And mixed with Garrett Wilson, I think it will be a great great pairing. I think they did a good job with this.
Yeah. I think it was a good move as well, especially when you look at the need, right? We all talk about basically Garrett Wilson out there having to do everything.
Right.
Our offense last year was all Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. If they can't do something, then it's not going to get done. Right? It's not that way anymore, right? We got Mike Williams into the building. Now, my question for you, though, Chris, is how concerned are you about the injury history of Mike Williams, right? Look at last year, torn ACL week three. Year before that, he had a high ankle sprain. We know he's had some back issues as well. You know, a couple of years before that. How concerned are you about that injury history coming into this year with Mike Williams on the board?
Well, like I said, injuries are something that as the NFL team you're not going to avoid. And, you know, any team can get hit by the injury bug. Even, you know, Kansas City got hit with injuries, and it's just part of the game. So, do I think a player is injury? I think a player can know his body and come back and be a lot better. So I think that with the team that we have now and the depth, the little bit of depth we have at wide receiver, I think it's going to benefit him tremendously. So I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about the depth of wide receiver, what does this do to Alan Lazard in your mind? Do you think Mike Williams steps in day one and he's the number two? I mean, where are you putting Alan Lazard at this point?
Well, I think Alan Lazard gets, he can go in the slot, he can go on the outside. I think he could be used as a weapon. I think that that him coming, listen, everyone wants to talk about Alan Lazard is this thing. He may have gave up, but can you blame him because Zach Wilson was his quarterback? I mean, he dropped a couple
of passes.
Oh,
no, you can absolutely blame him. You can blame him. Yeah. You could no, Chris, listen, there's a lot of things I allow people to do here, but I'm not going to allow you to take up for Alan Lazard and his poop play. I'm not having it. I'm not having it, Chris. As far as I'm concerned, he's flushed.
He definitely didn't have a good season.
He was awful.
He was bad. Yeah.
He was awful.
Like I said, maybe Rodgers in his ear, maybe Rodgers coming back, you know. A great quarterback has the tendency to get their receivers getting the best out of their receivers. I mean, I've seen Tom Brady do it all the time. So, you know, maybe it's that connection, and maybe that's what you're banking on. Maybe Rodgers is in his butt this year about getting back on the thing. And, you know, maybe that's the thing. Because, that's what's going to happen.
Listen. I look at it like this signing should absolutely push Alan Lazard. If there's any year that he's going to do something, it's got to be this year because we know that it's going to come up to a time eventually within his contract that the Jets are going to be able to move on from him and not have to worry about, you know, owing him any guaranteed money or anything like that.
Right.
So he's got to step it up.
I agree with that.
You know, look, I don't give a damn who your quarterback is, whether it's Zach Wilson, you got to go out there and play, especially when you paid, what, $44 million to come in here?
Yeah.
I don't care that, you know, Aaron Rodgers goes down and you decide to turn it off. Like, no, you need to have that on at all times. I mean, look at Garrett Wilson didn't shut it down. Garrett Wilson, and you could tell he was visibly frustrated throughout the year. Garrett Wilson was open a lot, couldn't get the ball. And even when he ended the season, he was talking about how frustrated he was with this offense. But he showed up. Play in and play out, game in and game out, and never stop. So, look, I get it, but I tell you what, Aaron Rodgers coming back fully healthy, Alan Lazard better put something out there and get it together. Now, as we continue to talk about this team, Chris, when you look at this squad now, what are the weaknesses that you see on offense? Is there a position group that you think still needs to be addressed, or what are you looking at and saying, hey, the Jets still have to get better at this one part? Are you looking at anything?
I mean, everybody knows that the offensive line, has depth issues. So they added a little bit more depth at the offensive line would be good. You know, either in the draft or either through free agency. I know they're in discussions with my guy. Like you don't like him, you say he's holding, but he is talking to the Jets. So let's see what happens.
Donovan Smith.
Yeah.
Donovan, I love to hold Smith. Donovan holding.
He's talking to Jets, bro.
Smith. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hope he's talking to the rest too, because he's going to be holding a lot. He's going to be holding. I have no issues.
Let's see.
I have no issues with him coming in as depth, but as a starter, Chris, I was terrified. Continue on though.
Well, like I said, the guy wants to come back to home. The guy wants to play for the Jets, so I think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, you know, we'll see what happens as we continue to go forward. Now, My final question for you here, Chris. Jadeveon Clowney is supposed to be in the building as well. Jets are looking to – there's been a lot of talk about him and the Jets, you know, linking up. What are your thoughts about him? Is he a guy that you're interested in bringing in? And as we look at this situation with, you know, Bryce Huff leaving this Jets defense, what are you thinking about, you know, is there another player that you're thinking is going to be able to come in here and give us some type of impact there at pass rusher?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked that because there's a couple of guys. I think that the Jets saw the money in the dice. I think Clowney's coming in, and I think another guy that's coming in, his name is Randy Gregory. I think the Jets are going to bring that guy in. I think the Jets are going to bring in two veteran pass rushers to get him. And my prediction is, I know everyone wants offensive linemen and stuff, but based on what I'm looking at in terms of, you know, the drafting, I really think they're going to. I really think they're going to do that thing, that Brock Bowers thing. I'm looking at it. I look at what they drafted last year. I really think, but I really think that they're going Brock Bowers. But here's the thing, Joe. Before you go crazy about offensive line, I really think this year, because we got some veteran guys. I think you're kind of overlooking some of the guys that are later offensive linemen. There's some good guys in the offensive linemen, and I really have a lot of confidence. And I've told this on your show, and I explained this to other Jet fans. I think Carter Warren's going to be a very good player. I think he's going to be an excellent star. I think he was hurt last year from the Pittsburgh. This guy was the number one offensive lineman in the New York State. He holds records. This guy is a really good player, man. And I think that all he needed was experience and getting on things. I think this is one of those Bryce Huff contracts that we're going to look back like at two, three years later, and we're going to say that this guy was a good. But I really think you guys not really look at Carter Warren as a guy that's really going to be a really solid player in the NFL for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's all well and good, and I respect that. But Carter Warren, you know, hasn't shown me that at all. And I think that there's major questions along the Jets' offensive line as far as pass.
But what is Talese Fulaga?
Right?
But I'm just saying, Talese Fulaga, okay, everybody's talking about he pushes it. I mean, I'm not saying anything, okay? I know you out there, you know what I'm saying? But, he doesn't play against the best pass rushers in college football. So we don't really know. Listen, this is what I'm saying. We don't really know how we could do. And then when he did go against the dude from UCLA, he got him a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't lie to got Fulaga a couple of times. So everybody's Fulaga's this. I'm looking at the tape. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the tape, and you're going to go against those kind of guys every week in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So he did okay.
Listen.
But it's going to
take.
But
Chris.
He's not going to. Listen. He's
Chris,
not going to come in.
Chris.
Listen. He's not going to come in and dominate. He's not coming in and dominate.
Listen. Well, again, young players come in, they get things together. There's no saying that he can't come in and play extremely well. We saw Mekhi Becton's first year was unbelievable. He was coming in and stuffing guys that were top pass rushers in this league, right? I think Fulaga has ability, and I think he does have the ability to do that. But, again, Olu is another guy as well. And I get the Bowers talk. I know you love Bowers. A lot of people do. But when you look at the needs of the Jets, depth is huge for us. Again, we have guys along our offensive line has a long injury history from Smith to AVT to even Morgan Moses has spent some time being hurt. So I think we need to address that.
Right.
On top of the fact that both of our tackles, left and right, are on one-year deals. There's no say that there's a future here. So after that, what are you going to do? And even though, again, I'm not disrespecting Brock Bowers. I'm going to end it with this. I'll give you the final word before I let you go. A lot of people think I'm talking about like Brock Bowers, like he's a bad player. No, Brock Bowers is a good player. I think he'll be a solid tight end. But damn, the Jets already have like four tight ends. We already got four of them. Anybody remember Tyler Conklin? Anybody remember Jeremy Ruckert? I remember a lot of the stuff that you guys are saying about about Bowers. You guys are saying about Jeremy Ruckert. Like we're not even utilizing him to his full capacity yet. This was a guy that was making catches and playing really well and wasn't even being utilized correctly within the offense. What about Zach Kay, the 6'7" tight end from ODU that you guys told me was going to come in and dominate? We can't wait for him to play. You guys forgot about him too?
Oh,
like,
I forgot.
Why do we need another tight end? My God, I'll give you the final word, Chris, before I let you go.
I understand what you're saying, but according to everybody else, this guy's the next. I'm not saying those guys are bad; those guys are good, but this guy's the next George Kittle and Trap. You know what I'm saying? That from my understanding, from what it's looking like, okay,
mm-hmm.
he's the next mm-hmm. George Kittle, and you talk about offensive linemen, you know, going down and stuff. Listen, and this is what I would tell you, and look at this. How much of the Jets' injuries were due to Zach Wilson on the offensive line? And let me explain that to what I'm saying.
Huh?
If you're getting blitzed, blitzed 100% of the time, if you're facing 7 to 8 man fronts every year and the defense doesn't respect you, it's gonna affect your offensive line. It's going to put more pressure on your offensive line if they don't respect you. Aaron Rodgers, they're not blitzing. Listen, I've seen Tom Brady do it with a B-rated offensive line win championship. Because you know why?
Chris.
They weren't blitzing because you know he threw it to Gronk.
Chris, can I ask you a question? How did Zach Wilson become the starter? Because this offensive line got Aaron Rodgers killed. That's what happened. You watched the game Monday night. We all did. We were watching it here together.
But we all know.
Hold on a second. 4 plays into the game, right, we saw Aaron Rodgers running for his life. Before he got hurt, he was running for his life. I remember a play vividly where he was running to the right and he was stumbling trying to get out of there because no one could block. Okay? Like, come on.
He had Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, he did. At the end of the day, you need to make sure that your depth is solid because Tyron Smith is not guaranteed to play a full season. He's played 17 games in 2 seasons combined. You've got Morgan Moses on the right side. Again, I think he's a solid guy, solid tackle, but he's on a 1-year deal, and so is Tyron Smith. Address the offensive line. But listen, Chris, I got to slide off. We're going to be talking about
Thank
the draft. You already know it. We're going to be talking about those things, and I want to hear from you as the shows continue on. I want to hear from you. All right, my friend?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Listen, we're going to keep on going. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I'm taking all callers. We've got to keep going to the lines. Savage is in the chat. Keep putting your questions. Keep putting your thoughts in the chat, and I will be coming to you as well. Next, we're going to Tim. We got to talk to Tim. D, you will be next. Mike, I see you. North Carolina, other callers. I'll get to everybody. Be patient, okay? Be patient, all right? For those of you that do not know, that man Tim, he's a savage. Man, I am going back and forth. Tim, salutes and respect to you. Good to see you in the building. I am talking that
How
talk
are you?
With a lot of people. I'm all right. I'm going back and forth. Listen, Mike Williams, now New York Jet, give me your thoughts on it.
I like it. Hands down, I like it. Bring him on, baby. Let's
mm-hmm.
go. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We need that big body receiver like your other caller talked about.
And mm-hmm.
that was a good comparison to Brandon Marshall, I thought, Val made. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we need. We need somebody to offset Garrett Wilson. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long
no, yeah.
like Lazard was supposed to be that guy last year, and look what happened. You know, whether he gave up or not because Aaron went down, I don't know so much about that. I don't know. I think it maybe got in his head or something. I don't know. I'm hoping he bounces back. You know what I mean? Like, because
yeah, I hear you.
If he doesn't, we got to bring in Tyler Boyd or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, listen, I hear you. I'm hoping that he bounces back as well. He better get it together because if he doesn't, eventually New York Jets are going to move on from him. Like, his
mm-hmm.
play and what he displayed last season was horrific. It was terrible. Like, that was bad. It just looked like he just didn't care. I remember one time, I think it was during the Bills game, where he was joking around and, like, hugged a Bills player on a play that, like, where a ball was going towards his way, it didn't connect. And he was, like, joking and hugging him. I wanted him gone after that. And especially
yeah.
him getting benched and all that stuff. It's just he's got to clean it up this year. And I'm hoping, like you said as well, that we have a bounce back year from him, especially with Aaron Rodgers returning to the lineup fully healthy. Now, as we continue to talk about this, you know, offense and the way that it's looking here, What are your thoughts about the New York Jets running back situation? There's a lot of Jets fans calling for us to maybe sign a veteran running back, maybe come in here and get some presence in that way. Are you in agreement with that?
No, not really. I mean, we could get like a mediocre backup, but we don't have to go out and spend a lot of money on that or draft.
Yeah. There's a lot of Jets fans calling for us to go grab some guys for depth purposes. And again, I like Izzy Anabatakanda. I like him and what he brings to the table. I think we need to continue to play him, especially this upcoming season. I didn't think we played him enough last season. And I like Breece Hall as well. But like you said as well, if we can bring in a guy, just a quality, veteran guy, like you said, a backup guy that's going to come in and just help us within that role, I think it would be a good move. There's some guys out there as well that I think would be solid for the New York Jets. Yeah, Dobbins is out there. Dobbins is out there. Boston Scott as well is another guy. Yep. Boston Scott. There's some guys out here.
I mean,
guys catch the football and go.
Because Dobbins is, like, young and he's pretty big, so you could definitely just throw him in there, take a beating for a while, and then let Breece, break the 70-yarder.
I absolutely like that. Go ahead.
I got a quick story I got to tell you. It's going to blow your mind. So I was at my son's school. I was getting him because he was sick, right? He's, like, in this tiny little elementary school down the road. I'm in the lobby, and I see this giant dude walk into the main office, give them some papers, and then he's coming out of the building. I look at him. We make eye contact. Joe Flacco. I was blown away. Yeah, it was Joe Flacco, at my little school. I don't know what he was doing. But I was like, I looked at him and I said, Joe Flacco? Just like that. And he goes,
yeah.
He goes, yeah. I mean, as he got closer to me, he was like gigantic. He was like 6'5", 6'6", like big dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, man, can I shake your hand? Because I've been following your career for like 20 years. He's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
How about that? I just had to tell you that. That was so wild the other day.
Listen, that is dope. I tell people all the time, I've run into NFL players. Everyone knows one of the highlights of my Jet fandom was when I ran into Marvin Jones at an actual Jets game in the parking lot. And everyone knows I love Marvin Jones. If you don't know, I love Marvin Jones. And I told him, like, how great I thought he was. And he was just like, he just looked at me and he was like, man, thank you so much. Like, you could tell that he, loves the fan base, loves everything. But it's always great to run into the guys, you follow their careers and you follow them, not only to run into them, but just to run into them and see how humble they are. Clearly, it seems like he was with you as well. It really gives you a good feeling there. That's a great story there, Tim. That's a great story.
Yeah. He struck me as like a really genuinely nice guy. Like he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Back to the Jets.
Yeah. As we talk about this team and wrap it up here, you look at this situation, right? When you look at this Jets offense, do you see any real weaknesses here, man?
I mean, I do think we need that, we need a third back, like a middle-tier third back. I think they should seriously take a look at Dobbins, and if they can get that, they're in pretty good shape with the offensive line. You got Mike Williams with Garrett Wilson now. I guess Lazard's going to be the third one, right? And I would assume that they can't really replace him at this point because Aaron Rodgers probably wants to get a season in with him, at least,
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're gonna have to make the best of it at the third receiver position. I think we're fine on tight end. So just add an extra back and then maybe a quality fourth receiver that could step in and be the third receiver if something happens with Lazard.
Okay. No,
and
listen,
and
I hear you, man.
You're in good shape. Maybe get some O-line depth in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you, man. I'll tell you what. I think that Joe Douglas has really shaped, he's really been able to get some things done. I know there was a lot of Jets fans that was on his back that were screaming for him to get fired, Tim. I know you heard them as well. And he's been able to round it out, man, and really put some things together. Before I let you go, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, he knows his job is on the line. That's all I got to say. I mean, he knows. So,
yeah.
You know, the glaring issue with the team was the fact that we let $100 million quarterback go down in four plays. That's how bad mm-hmm. the O-line was that we fielded. And
yep.
that's pretty embarrassing. I mean, we should be addressing it, and he did address it pretty quickly, and he did a very good job doing it. So
now it's up to the players
to show up and do their job. You know, we'll see how they operate in the system, and hopefully mm-hmm. with the veteran knowledge of some of these guys, and then Pittman just being a natural at center.
Yep.
I think we're going to look pretty darn good. I mean, the fact that we have Pittman at center is a huge, huge plus, because then we don't have to go out and spend money on a center. Now we have this young guy in a rookie contract, and then you can just spend more money on the guys around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, listen to him. You're speaking facts. Listen to him. I want to thank you for calling in. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
Absolutely. Have a good night, Jeff. See ya.
Absolutely. You have a good one. We're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in again. When you call in, be patient. We will get to everybody. Next, we're going to D. D, we're coming directly to you. Mike, you'll be next. North Carolina, Steve, Colin, Phenom, new callers. I'll be coming to you in a second. Just hold on. Okay, I'll get to everybody. But we got to get to D. For those of you that do not know, D, he's a savage. D salutes. Okay, for those of you that do not know this man, D, he is from the Bronx. I want to be very clear about that, okay? This is D from the Bronx, not from Brooklyn, not from Manhattan, okay? He's from the Bronx, okay? I want to be clear about that, because I know you be checking people about that, all right? I got friends that are from the Bronx. I do have friends from Brooklyn, okay? I have friends from Harlem. I'm a Harlem dude myself. Okay, I got friends from there, but this is D from the Bronx. Listen, D, salutes and respect to you. It's good to hear from you again. We haven't heard from you in a minute. Give me your thoughts about Mike Williams being a New York Jet, man.
What's good, Joe?
What's going on, man? Talk to me.
Listen, man, I like it. I like the move, man. That is it. We need this. We needed this. We needed this. We ain't overpaying for anything. And mm-hmm. most of these guys' contracts, they only get that full contract pretty much if they play the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're banking on. And it gives them extra incentives, too, just like Smith mm-hmm. at tackle. His contract is only worth 6.5, but if I play every single game, I'm getting mm-hmm. 20 mil. So hopefully that's motivation to make them do whatever they got to do to play every game this year.
Yeah. No, listen, D, you're talking facts, man. And that was one of the things, you know, Mike Williams, again, he has an injury history. His deal is worth up to $15 million. But I love bringing him into the building because it pushes, you know, Allen Lazard and the rest of our wide receivers to step up as well, because this is the guy that can come in and grab that number two spot, especially with all of the weight that we put on Garrett Wilson last season. It was basically like, hey, Garrett, if you don't do something, it ain't going to get done. Well, now we got a guy that can come into the building. He's a guy that can push and stretch the field, big body wide receiver, can go up and get it. Not only that, but in the red zone, man, he becomes an absolute weapon because of his size, which is one thing you cannot teach in this league. So I really like the signing. But you were talking a little bit about Tyron Smith. I want to get your thoughts on that signing as well. You talked about the deal, only $7 million guaranteed, up to $20 million, though. Do you like Tyron Smith being brought in to be the New York Jets left tackle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's a beast. He's a beast, man. That's an animal, man. He's an animal. It's exactly they bring in exactly what we need to the offensive line, that toughness and people that's going to push you around all game long. And I bet Brees right now is in heaven right now. He got to be. He got to be.
Don't listen. You're talking facts. I remember at one point during free agency, even Brees on his, I think it was on his Twitter. I know, I think it's called X. I still call it Twitter. I don't care what anyone says. On his Twitter, even he tweeted, hey, you know, I'm watching all these offensive linemen get signed elsewhere. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? With the eyes. So even he himself was like, what's going on? But, you know, hey, we got it done. The trade for Morgan Moses, like we were just talking about, the Tyron Smith signing, I thought it was a good move. Now, as we continue forward, you look at this signing. In your mind, D, does that take the New York Jets out of drafting a tackle when you got Morgan Moses and you got Smith? Do you think the Jets should, you know, not take a tackle in this upcoming draft?
Nah, they got to take another tackle. These are one-year deals. You know what I'm saying? And we can actually set ourselves up good for the future, honestly. If they I honestly, in this draft, I would move back. I wouldn't move back too far, but I would be just far enough that I can get a Fuaga or I can get that animal from Alabama. I wouldn't move back too far, but I would move Latham, back far enough that I'll be in range to get one of them two, even the tackle from Washington. And if we can grab another two, that would be, I mean, that would make the draft, man, for me.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm not against trading back. I'm not against it. But I'll tell you what, if Olu is there, ooh, brother, I don't know if I'd want to move. And, again, everyone knows I've been I'm a big fan of Fuaga as well. He is a monster. I think a lot of people are talking a little crazy about him. I think his stock has risen, especially since the combine. People have really been talking about him and the show that he put on during the combine. He interviews extremely well. I think a lot of people sleeping on him. I'm telling you, that boy get his hands on you, he's going to kill you. he's going to kill you or come close to it. You know what I'm saying?
Out of all of the offensive linemen, Fuaga, man, he gets to them linebackers so fast. Mm-hmm. And it'd be pancakes. I call them Pancake City.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. But my final question for you, D, before I let you go, there's a lot of Jets fans that were all over Joe Douglas, man, wanting to see him fired, wanting to see him out of here. What do you say to those that were, you know, maybe now we can look at it a little bit impatient, man? What do you say to those people that wanted Joe Douglas out of here now that you've made so many moves?
Listen, I mean, Joe's always – he's made good moves, and they just question him because it's often a bad move, but he makes a bunch of good moves. He's undefeated in trades, I could tell you that much. I don't know what he'd be swindling these other teams with, but he haven't lost a trade yet. He has not lost a trade that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now, you know what? He's putting everything in place now. You know what? It's up to the coaches now.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the coaches.
Yeah.
The coaches got to he's giving them everything they need. The coaches got to put the product on the field. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or get them out of here.
Man. That's a fact. Listen, this is the year, okay? Woody Johnson already came out, pretty much let it be known. If the Jets aren't better, we will see heads roll, especially if Aaron Rodgers is fully healthy this season. If the Jets aren't better than what we saw last season, oh, brother, we won't have to worry about it. These guys, everybody's going to get fired. Listen, D, I got to slide off. We got other callers. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right, my friend?
No doubt, Big Joe.
Absolutely, man. We're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. Number, call in. I am taking all callers. Next! I'm going to Mike. Mike, I'm coming directly to you from Tom's River. We'll be continuing to work down these lines. We got to go to Mike, all right? For those of you that do not know, Mike, he's a savage. Mike, salutes. I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, Mike, we talking that talk tonight, man. Tyron Smith, we know, got signed Friday. We saw a little bit of his deal. Mm-hmm. I think it's like 6.5 or 7 million, you know, is guaranteed out the deal, but it's up to 20 million, so it's a lot of incentives there. But tonight we get news. Mike Williams has signed with the New York Jets, 1 year, $15 million deal. Give me your thoughts about this, man. What are your thoughts about Joe Douglas and the work that he's been doing?
I'm going to give Joe Douglas a plus.
Mm. Okay, talk to me.
Well, last week, I gave you, before the Tyron Smith, I gave you a B+. I didn't want him, but okay, we got him. But I think we loaded up. I think we loaded up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, we made some moves here, and especially, again, with Mike Williams being brought into the building. I think that did some really good things for us, especially at that number two wide receiver spot, right? We saw, you know, mm-hmm. there were some issues last year, especially just relying on Garrett Wilson so heavily. Alan Lazard wasn't showing up. Things weren't getting done with him. We actually saw him benched. There's a lot of issues. Now you bring in the big body guy that can stretch the field for Aaron Rodgers, and I feel like the vertical passing game is going to go crazy for the New York Jets. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I go Bowers.
So you're still in the taking Bowers? You still want to see the Jets take Bowers at 10?
I'm going Bowers, man. To open up the wide field, just like Kettle's everything. Wide open, man.
Listen, I hear you. I hear you, man. Listen, at the end of the day, I understand that there's a lot of talk about Bowers. I get it. But, man, I'm looking at it. I'm saying we got to take a tackle. You got to look at the situation and figure things out. So, because we need depth and other things. But I understand the Bowers talk, and I get it. Now, mm-hmm. before I let you go, Mike, Jadeveon Clowney, a lot of talk mm-hmm. about him possibly becoming a New York Jet. Is that something you want to see as well?
No. We'll pick up Van
Why?
Noy. We'll pick up Van. I think Van Noy will pick up like 8.5 sacks.
Okay. So you want to see the Jets go after Van Noy. Okay. Okay, listen, yeah. I hear you. Listen, Mike, mm-hmm. I want to thank you for calling in, my friend. I got to slide off. We're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-969. 515-602-969 is the number. Call in next. I'm going to my guy from North Carolina. Oh, yes, we're coming directly to him, okay? For those of you that do not know, this man from North Carolina is a savage. Salutes to you, my friend. We're talking that talk tonight. Mike Williams is now a New York Jet. Give me your thoughts about him and this one-year, $15 million deal.
I think it was a big signing, and I had been anticipating it for the last, I guess, 48 hours or since the reports came out initially about us in talks with him, and I think it was huge because now adding an offensive tackle, upgrading our offensive line, getting a number two receiver, what we've done is open up
yep.
all kinds of possibilities with pick 10. I'm going
to
throw some names out there.
Troy
Fontenot, the offensive tackle. Powers Johnson,
mm-hmm.
the monster center. Brock
mm-hmm.
Bowers, tight end. And I'm going to throw another name in there. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in this. Jared Verse, defensive end, Florida State. And the reason I'm throwing that name at you is because they lost Bryce Huff. That was a huge loss. That's the only
mm-hmm.
thing that went wrong this offseason. I was so disappointed is losing Bryce Huff. Now, I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking, and I'm going to keep my eyes on this board. I'm going to anticipate this draft as much or more than any draft in recent years. If Bowers is on the board, Jared Verse is on the board, Powers Johnson is on the board, the versatile tackle Troy Fontenot is on the board, that's going to be something to keep your eyes on as far as who they pick. And it might tip you off as far as who they set up there to announce the pick. Now, if if my man, what's his name, that used to play on the Rex, the defensive end, you know what I'm talking about. He used to play defensive end in our 3-4. It wasn't Jenkins. It was trying to think now.
Are you talking about DeVito?
Kind of hard to think. No, it was the end, edge.
Oh, who's the edge back there? I remember he had Maben for a little bit. Yeah, Pace.
That's right.
We'll Pace more of a linebacker.
Calvin
there was
Pace.
A couple guys,
but it,
go ahead.
That's right. But that could well be a tip-off to who we select.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if an old schooler shows up there now to pick like Mickey Shula, I said, well, when we seen Mickey Shula, and I know several YouTube platforms that reference Mickey Shula, and I did myself because I remember
mm-hmm.
him fondly from the 80s. That could be a tip-off. The pick could be Brock Bowers. And I think since we got the wide receivers now, we got the
uh-huh.
running back. If you add Bowers, you can run multiple sets with Bowers, Kunkel, and Rucker. No team can match that. There's not a team out there that can match us what we could run and be a real matchup nightmare, a real problem.
Uh-huh. Listen, and I hear
and they can hold that safety high because, yeah.
Yeah, I hear a lot of the discussion surrounding Bowers, and again, we're going to be talking about, you know, all of this as we continue to go into the draft. And I understand the appeal of Brock Bowers. I get it. But my question is, why are we talking about Brock Bowers when he's a luxury pick? He's not, like, a need, right? Because even what you were just talking about, you're talking about going three tight ends. We already got two. We already got more than, you know, we got a bunch of tight ends already. Yeah, that we don't, but we don't need that. Like, we're still, we don't utilize Jeremy Ruckert correctly at all. And he's a guy that has shown real flashes, right? That he could be really good.
See, you have to remember, Aaron Rodgers is back. You judging things based on Zach Wilson, who will basically run around like a chicken with his head cut off. That's not going to be the case with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers will open up on your butt. He's going to hit your back. Mm-hmm. He's going to hit your tight end.
Yep.
And once he gets you in man coverage, you get the matchup he wants, he can walk top and he's going to toast you. You can forget that.
Yep, you're
going off based on Zach Wilson, you know, who didn't know what he was doing. That will not be the case with Aaron Rodgers. You give him Brock Bowers and you give him Conklin. Are you kidding me? Who can match
up? Nobody.
We can go into Baltimore. We can go into Kansas City, any of these teams, and beat them if we get Bowers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
No, listen, and I hear exactly what you're saying. I hear exactly what you're saying, but here's the deal. I'm talking about if Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback, you're telling me that Jeremy Ruckert can't be utilized within this offense? Who's a guy who showed flashes?
Yes, Ruckert is a good.
Whoever in the world that we had, you know, they're a quarterback. He was showing that he can get things done. He was the guy catching the back shoulder passes. He was the guy that was showing up and blocking on every single, you know, every single game that he was out there. He was off the charts playing very well. So I think with Aaron Rodgers here, you don't have to go get another tight end. But what I will say is this. The idea of drafting Bowers before you take a tackle to me doesn't make sense, especially when you look at the injury history of our tackles that we currently have now, right? You look at Tyron Smith, big injury history. There's questions if – look at his deal. It's incentive-laden for a reason. He's going to have to play, right? Then you look at Morgan Moses, who's also dealt with some injuries in the past as well. He's missed a little bit of time. And both of them are on one-year deals. We've talked about Aaron Rodgers being here maybe another year after this one, maybe two more years. What is his future? What is – if we're going to set the table for a future quarterback, how are we going to do that if we don't have tackles? This would be a prime time to secure yourself for the future, especially with the wealth of tackles, the depth of tackles that is here, the solid guys that are going to be here, especially in that the top of that first round. Solidify yourself at tackle just in case something happens to Tyron Smith. You're not going to be scrambling like we did last season, right, trying to figure things out, and we got our quarterback jacked up because of that. No. I want to take an offensive lineman. I want to take a tackle. I want to make sure that they're good to go. And I get the appeal of Bowers, but I don't need him to move the chains here. I don't need that. Because one of the things that we haven't just talked about yet, and I wanted to touch on with you in a second, is that, hey, with this offense rounding out better, with us getting Mike Williams and us grabbing things and our offense improving overall, guess what that's going to improve? Our ability to run the ball. When Aaron Rodgers back here under the fold, you're not going to be able to defend us the same way. So now we're going to see Breece Hall offensive line. Man, we're going to get back to grounding and pounding. We're going to get back to being physical and running our style of offense that we all know we're running football team. That's what we do here. So with that being said and done, it's like that's what we need. We need to get back to being physical and being bullies in the trenches. And I get Brock Bowers.
Oh, they
I like
will.
Him. I think he's extremely talented.
They will.
But we're not the same.
And what people seem to forget about Brock Bowers.
That, but I'll let you go ahead.
See, you think Bowers is a lightweight. Bowers is not. He is not Kyle Brady. Kyle Brady couldn't be a bag boy for Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is not easy to tackle. If you watch his game and see how tough he is to tackle, Brock Bowers is a monster. He's versatile. He can line up in the backfield. I've seen him all in the backfield, in the slot, in the set. Out wide, he's all over the formation. And that would give Hackett a key piece, a chip he can use to move all over the formation. So there would be no excuses for Paul Hackett. No excuses. Brock Bowers is unique and versatile talent. Brock Bowers is not who people think he is. Brock Bowers can line up in the set chip on you and come off, he's wide open. For if it's inside that 10, he's wide open. He can walk it in. Ain't nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You can't stop him.
No.
He's going to take it right in.
Listen. Listen, I think he's phenomenal. And we're going to have these discussions continue going forward. But Brock, the one thing that Brock Bowers is not is a tackle. He's not. He's not. And I'm telling y'all, I can see it coming. First game or second game, you'll see Tyron Smith go down, and then, boom, we're going to be struggling because it's going to be major questions. And especially, again, with the future, I'm looking at this tackle class, and there's a real possibility that Ault could be there at 10 with the Jets. I'm telling you, people looking around, the Chargers need wide receiver. I don't think they'll take a tackle. Tennessee is the only thing standing between us and Ault, possibly.
Mm.
I do not see how
well,
you pass
as far
on
as the Joe Ault situation,
I don't see it. Go ahead.
Let me say this. If Ault is there, obviously they're going to take Ault. I'm down for taking Ault.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of unknowns until this draft occurs. Now, at one time, he was projected to be a top five, top six pick. Now it's not certain.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about him sliding down because the quarterback's going to go. And some wide receivers are going to go, one or two defensive players. That could be the key that are going to go too. One or two of them edge rushers, I think, is going to go within the top 10. It's going to be close. If he makes it to us to 10, it's a home run. Absolutely. If it comes down to Bowers and Ault, you got to take Ault. No doubt about it. You know, you got to take Joe Ault. Joe Ault is a good tackle. You got to take him. You know, I'm not under any delusions, even though I love Bowers in terms of his skill set. But if it comes down to him and Ault, Ault is the number one, I believe the number one tackle in the draft. If he flies through it, that's a home run for Joe Douglas in terms of his draft.
Yeah.
You know, he don't have to do anything else.
He is, and I'm telling you, Olu, right now, I've been talking about it. Olu, I think, is the best pass protector in the draft. I think he plays the best pass pro in the draft, but I think Ault overall is the better tackle. The best tackle in the draft.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want people to sleep on Fuaga. Don't sleep on my guy Fuaga either, okay? I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I know some about him, too. Yeah, Fuaga's a monster. He fits the mold of what Joe Douglas is going to look for, just that mentality. I think they say he's a team captain, and he's very tough, a very tough and nasty offensive lineman. And you know we're trying to go to more of a downhill power, you know, just straight to the hole downhill where we did under Rex Ryan. You're correct.
Yep.
If we get back to that style of football, it's going to soften up the defense, and then Aaron Rodgers can have his way with them. You know, from the neck up, Aaron Rodgers may not be what he used to be physically, but mentally, he still knows what to do. He knows how to process the game, and it's going to be easy. Pitch and catch.
Yeah. And that's what I've been trying to tell people. Everybody thinks that Aaron Rodgers coming here means that the Jets are about to turn into like the, you know, the greatest show on turf. No, it's still about running the ball. It's still about running the ball because, like you just said, Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you, mentally, that guy knows where everything is, and he can make the plays and make the throws.
He does.
But I'm not trying to put him in a situation where he has to throw a bunch every single game. That's not how we're going to do stuff. That's not how we're going to do things. But I'm telling you, running
and
the ball.
And I said this weeks ago that it's going to have to be Breece Hall. It's going to going to come down to Breece Hall. You know, he's our number one option, number one weapon. Hopefully they'll get back to that old school, 25, 30, 35 touches and let him run the ball. Soften the muscle for Aaron and make his job a lot better. Limit the contact, you know, limit the hits. If we can do that, then maybe Aaron can make it through a season if we're lucky, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, before I let you go, man, there was a lot of people that was ready to get rid of Joe Douglas and get him up out of here. I'm talking about I had a show and people were saying, fire him. He has not done. This was early in free agency, and they were looking for a lot of splash signings, and he wasn't doing it. What do you say to those Jets fans that, you know, weren't patient, and we're ready to get up out of here now. What do you say to those that wanted to see Joe Douglas gone before he really started making all these deals and moving things around?
Joe Douglas is a very, very good general manager. I understand last year, you know, wasn't his best year. He had a rough year because a lot of his signings and acquisitions didn't work out. Delvin Cook, Alan Lazard, all of it was like a nightmare. Unbelievable. He bounced back nicely this year. You know, he's never active through the first wave. You know, that first day or so, it's quiet. We wonder what's going on. And then, you know, got time to get day two, day three, it starts picking up. You know how he does. He never jumps in that first day. You're going to see a lot of movement, hear a lot of rumors, and the Jets are just quiet, you know, like crickets. You don't hear anything. And then maybe 2 days later, all of a sudden, boom, midnight hour. Mm-hmm. You get up early in the morning. Maybe you like myself, I do YouTube. You know, I'm checking out for you and all the mm-hmm. you know, Jet content creator. All of a sudden, I see stuff posted, the Jet sign, you know what I'm saying, the Jet sign, an offensive tackle from the Cowboys. I'm like, wow. This just came out of left field. I didn't expect this. I know the names had been mm-hmm. out there, but I'm like, whoa. I think people really underestimate Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas is really smart. You know, mm-hmm. he's a really calculating guy. He knows what he's doing. And I think, anyway, you can't just tear this team down. You got to let mm-hmm. Joe Douglas come back at least for one more year and Robert Saleh and finish what mm-hmm. he started. You know, I want to see what happens with this team with a healthy Aaron Rodgers and just see what we can mm-hmm. do. Last year was a disaster. It was a nightmare for everybody. It was really a very, very difficult year, losing him and injuries to the O-line. It was terrible.
Listen, if they don't do something better than what we saw last year, North Carolina, they're going to get fired.
Yeah.
They're going to get fired. Oh, yeah. You and I both know that. They're going to get fired. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I get it, not wanting to see it tore down. I don't want to see that either, but they got to be better. I've said this, and I've gone on record, I'm going to continue to say it. Unless they're like a game out of the playoffs, right? If they don't make the playoffs, they better be like a game out of the playoffs. If Aaron Rodgers is fully healthy this season, I'm going to say this right now, if they're not like a game out of the playoffs and barely miss the playoffs, if they win as many games as they did last season, people going to get fired for sure. People going to get fired. Fellows going to get fired. All these guys going to get fired. So they got to step it up, and I think Joe Douglas is definitely, you know, turning the wheels and trying to shore up a lot of things that we've seen. He attacked the offensive line and got guys in here. And it's going to be interesting to see how he continues to move and shake, especially with the upcoming draft, because there's a lot of talk. When you talk about Bowers, I want my tackles. There's talk about him trading back. We'll see, and we'll continue to keep having shows. Listen, next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right, because I got to slide off.
Oh, yeah, as always. I enjoy you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. Hope to hear from you on the next show. Got to keep moving. 515-602-9639. Again, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Edward Stewart in the Savages, I see you. Edward Stewart in the chat says, is everyone sold on the Jets linebackers? That's a good discussion to have as well. We're going to be having that too. Listen, you got Quincy, you got CJ, right? Got other linebackers too there. Listen, let me tell you something. There's some question marks, especially if CJ goes down after him. There's no middle linebacker. Jamin Sherwood's definitely going to have to continue to show us that he can, you know, be that guy. All right. Quincy has played very well for us, but I think the Jets will address that as well, you know, in the upcoming draft. Maybe later on they take a linebacker in that situation, man. A lot of things moving and shaking, all right? A lot of discussion. I know that there's a lot of guys looking at this situation now. We've gotten our tackles. A lot of discussion about what the New York Jets should do at linebacker, okay? I'm telling you. A lot of talk about what the Jets should do in the first round now as well. Trading back, drafting Bowers. A lot of talk about that stuff, man. A lot of talk about that stuff. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Savages, keep putting your thoughts in the chat. I will come to y'all, okay? Questions, thoughts, ideas. GVH in the chat salutes. He says, this has got to be the worst time to employ Hackett and Keith Carter. Oh, man. Oh, boy. All right. We'll see. Look. Aaron Rodgers is coming back. I think that'll take away some of the stuff with Nathaniel Hackett, right? Because we all know who really runs this offense. Now we do, right? Keith Carter, okay? We'll see what Keith Carter can do, okay? We'll see. You got veteran tackles here, a pretty veteran offensive line. We'll shore some things up, all right? I'm remaining positive here, all right? That's what I'm going to do. But I get it, all right? There's been a lot of talk about Keith Carter. But I got to get back to these calls again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Next, I'm going to Colin. Colin, I'm coming directly to you, Phenom. Steve, I'll come to you in a second, okay? But we got to go to Colin, okay? For those of you that do not know, Colin, he's a savage. Colin salutes. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Mike Williams is now a New York Jet. What are your thoughts about this?
Everything Joe Douglas done so far this year, Joe, hands down. Mm-hmm. I have no complaints. But I do have a complaint.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you know I have to hate on something. So,
for
T-Mobile,
those of y'all that don't know, Colin's
T-Mobile's
a hater, a professional
charge
hater. Go ahead.
So, Joe, T-Mobile is trying to charge me $1 per minute to call into your show.
What?
And somehow they said, okay, they're going to charge me 6 cents per minute. So, yeah, I'm hating on T-Mobile. I'm about to drop them like we dropped Jamal. Okay.
Oh,
so,
hold on. We did get rid of him, and he's up out of here.
Yeah.
Get Jamal Adams up out of here. Get him up out of here.
Yeah,
I might come up. I like that. That was smooth. That's smooth, Colin. Continue on.
Yeah. I'm going to get T-Mobile out of here, too. So, Joe, everything Joe Diaz owned, I have no issues. The one thing that I wanted to talk to you, though, about, like, I'm thinking, like, outside of the box right now.
Okay.
You know, when I look around the league and I saw Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Kenny Pickett, Bryce Young, I'm seeing, like, all these rookies that started and didn't have, you know, the presence like a Aaron Rodgers, the mentorship, the leadership. And I'm just thinking outside the box, like, why are we not even, like, talking about maybe drafting a quarterback at 10 to learn from Rodgers.
Okay.
You know, I get the whole thing with the O-line. We addressed the O-line, right? Joe Douglas went and got three guys right there. So they can always get an O-line guy in the third or the fourth round. We just addressed the wide receiver, so I don't think wide receivers is like a big need at 10 either. But I just feel like we need to take advantage of Aaron Rodgers and his leadership and mentorship that he can bring to a quarterback because, you know, God forbid he goes down, Tyrod Taylor is our guy, you know, he gets injured, we don't have anyone, right? So I'm just trying to take advantage of everything we can get from Rodgers, not just give him, you know, a ton of weapons like everyone wants to do.
So
I'm also looking at, you know, the quarterback is an important position on the team. And I just feel like we need to get a rookie in right away to learn from him.
Are you talking about the possibility? I just want to make sure that I'm clear about this. Are you talking about the possibility you want to see the New York Jets take a quarterback in the top, like with the 10th pick? Is that what you're saying? Or what are you saying? Where do you think
I don't think they're going to take one. I don't think they're going to take one at 10. Because of, you know, the O-line depth that we need to address. But it, you know, I just feel like because a quarterback is so difficult to get, like getting one at 10 and getting the O-line in the third or fourth round, you know, versus getting an O-line guy at 10 and getting a rookie in the third, fourth round, I feel like you're not getting, you're not going to get that quality of a quarterback in the later rungs, whereas you can get that at 10. That's I'm just thinking out loud.
No, listen, I've
I'm happy whatever they do at 10, Joe. Whatever they do at 10, I'm gonna be happy as long as.
I've had discussions with Jets fans that have talked about taking a quarterback early, and here's the deal: I don't think that the New York Jets are gonna do that because we're in win now mode. So everything that we do, you know, at this point is to win now because we only have Aaron Rodgers here for another 2 years. I think that we're going to do that probably when it's like, you know, done. We'll probably do that after Aaron Rodgers' run here is over. But right now we're tooling up and loading so that we can go and it's Super Bowl time. There's Super Bowl expectations. And Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas have talked about that publicly ever since we got Aaron Rodgers. we flip that switch. So everything that's done is to put us in a position to win. It's not about mentoring and stuff like that. And I get that, right? Well, what's the future? The future is we're going to draft a young quarterback when Aaron Rodgers is ready to hang it up. That's the outlook right now. That's what I've seen. And I mean, to be completely honest with you, we're talking about young quarterback. Zach Wilson is still on this roster. We can't even get rid of him. He's still here. And a lot of people are not talking about that. And I was going to talk about that tonight. We're talking about it right now. He's still here. We can't send him anywhere. And everybody's saying, hey, we're just going to get rid of him. We'll send him to somewhere. I remember hearing about that, and I kept asking people, show after show after show, where is he going to go? That man is still here. The Niners just signed Dobbs. Like, there's various other teams that have signed these backup quarterbacks. He's still on the roster. So I understand the idea, and I get it, looking into the future. Hey, you know, why don't we have Aaron Rodgers mentor a young quarterback? But that's not what he's here to do right now as far as, you know, the position that we're taking right now, especially with them at this point, seeming like they're hell-bent on getting rid of Zach Wilson, which I don't think is going to happen. I think that they're going to tool up and gear up to ensure that, you know, we're going to win. Now, maybe in the future, again, I think in maybe a year, they're probably going to look into drafting a young quarterback and bringing him in here. I think they'll do that. But right now, I don't think that's their focus. I tell you what, I don't put it past them, though, to take a quarterback in later rounds. That's what I think they'll do. I don't think they're going to do it in the first round at all. At all. I don't think they'll do it earlier than the fourth round, to be completely honest, if in the fourth round. So that's what I think is going to happen. But I do understand your premise, though. I do understand. I've had a lot of discussions, but I can't see it, and I don't even agree with it myself, because I want to see us take tackles early or offensive line early, because I'm telling you, I can see it. I can smell it. Where something happens along this offensive line and we're in big trouble because we didn't grab a guy, we didn't grab Olu or Fuaga or somebody early to come in this offensive line and protect Aaron Rodgers, and then everything falls apart like it did last season, and that's the last thing that I want. You know what I'm saying? And even if you're adding weapons because there's a need at wide receiver. But go ahead, give me your thoughts.
If they're going to go O-line then in that case, then I think what they should probably look to do is trade the pick and move back a couple of spots. Okay. Unless they're, like, super in love with, like, one player and that player falls to 10.
What's the lowest you think they should go?
Have, like, a second-round pick, because if they can trade back and get a second-round pick, then that's the only how I would say trade back, if they can trade back and acquire a second-round pick. So I don't know what teams, you know, have multiple picks in the second round that would be willing to do that. But probably 15, if I had to say trade back, no more than five spots.
Okay.
But again, you know, I'm just throwing a number out there because I don't really know who would trade a second round pick, but I wouldn't trade back if I'm not getting a second round pick.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be interesting to see what the Jets do. But again, these signings I think have been you know, really good moves, and I know that people are in love, like you said, is what you like exactly what Joe Douglas has done. The one thing that I do not like that he's done this offseason is allow Bryce Huff to walk away. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. And especially when you look at the money that Bryce Huff got, I think he got like $17 million a season from Philadelphia. Just looking at his contract, like the first year, his cap number is like $4 million and then $7 million. He doesn't even get over $20 million until 2027. Like, how do you let Bryce Huff walk away and go to Philadelphia, a team that's just rushing the passer out the wazoo for that? It's like we easily could have matched that and kept him. I think that is Douglas' big miss of this offseason. But every, you know, the other moves that he's done, again, I'm not the biggest fan of the John Simpson signing either. I think he stinks. But we will see, again, surrounded by the talent that we have, I think they'll be able to uplift him, and I think the offensive line will be okay. But I don't like John Simpson either. But I do like the other things that Joe Douglas has done. I really like the Mike Williams signing. Wasn't in love with Tyron Smith because of the injury history, but he's here. He got him on an incentive-laden deal. I like that. Even Tyrod Taylor, the backup quarterback move, loved that.
Well,
one of the guys that near the top of our list. So before I let you go, Colin, give me your thoughts. There's a lot of Jets fans that were impatient with Joe Douglas as well. What do you say to those people that were impatient and wanted to get him up out of here?
Well, actually, so what I was going to say was to be successful, Joe, you need experience, right? So what Joe Douglas is doing is he's bringing experienced players to come in and play, even if these guys are on one-year deals or you know, they had an injury last year. He's bringing in experience. Tomorrow they bring in Jadeveon Clowney. Hopefully he signs. But as far as like Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, you got to have patience, and people have to realize that when Robert Saleh came in, he was a defensive coach. He had no coaching experience. So, you know, you're only going to get better with experience. So we just got to be patient. Joe D has done some great stuff so far in the free agency. And we just got to be patient. You know, you can't just keep kicking coaches out after 3 years and expect to win a Super Bowl. You're not going to get that. Andy Reid's been with the Philadelphia Eagles for like 100 years before he went to, you know, win a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. So, you know, you got to be patient.
Have some patience. No, listen, you're speaking facts, Colin. Listen, next time I have a show, Colin, I want to hear from you. I know you said it was Sprint. Sprint was trying to work you over. Don't let him do that, man.
T-Mobile, yeah.
Oh, T-Mobile, excuse me. Let me not put
I'm
the bad name
to the
on Sprint.
Tomorrow.
Okay, so, yeah, T-Mobile, listen, as far as I'm concerned, me and Colin, you're flush. Listen, Colin, next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right, my friend? All right, you have yourself, too.
Yeah.
Listen, Colin calling in, he knows what he's talking about. Salute to Colin. Yeah, T-Mobile, quit hating, man. Don't start hating. You know what I'm saying? Don't start hating, T-Mobile. We're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639. Next, we're going to Phenom. Savage is in the chat. I'll see you. We'll come to you in just a second, okay? But I got to get to Phenom. For those of you that do not know Phenom, he's a savage. Savage! Phenom,
hey,
salute.
Good evening, man.
Mike Williams is a New York Jet. Tyron Smith is a New York Jet as well. I like his deal, $7 million guaranteed. His deal is worth up to $20 million. Mike Williams' deal is worth up to $15 million. We'll get the particulars on his deal as time continues on. What are your thoughts about the signing, man?
Oh, wow. If you're not happy with the Mike Williams signing, just like Aaron Rodgers, and I believe the focus this offseason, like Aaron Rodgers said, was a couple offensive linemen and a receiver. They did that. They re-signed the special teams players, Zerline and the punter. That
and Morstead,
done.
Yep.
And Morstead, absolutely. Three phases of football, we're looking all good in all three phases right now. Of course, you know, like you said, but the focus has been the offensive line, protect Aaron Rodgers. We can't forget 4 snaps into the season. He goes down. We have to protect him. That was our primary focus. That happened. But I think I'm going to be a yes man tonight, Joe, because I'm going to be walking in lockstep with you. You have to draft a guy like the Washington tackle. Because he can swing, exactly. He can play guard or tackle, or Fuaga. You know, he can play. Mm-hmm. He's a good player. The North Carolina had me going, man. His Brock Bowers argument was strong, but can't go there. Can't go there because, like you said, Tyron Smith goes down. If we draft Fontenot, then we at least have, we can plug and play him. And he'll learn, so hopefully it won't be a season ending. It wouldn't be a season ending injury, just 1 or 2 games. At least he can learn something from that situation, get some experience, and then move on. So you gotta love it, especially when the draft hasn't even got here yet. So we have options. Options are good in football. Like last year, I don't think we went into the draft with options. I think the entire NFL knew that we needed to tackle. That's not the case this year. We have options. Everybody say options. Options. It's just like in college football, the triple option. We have the triple option too. We could draft a tackle. We could go for a skilled position player. Imagine if we had the ability to choose, and we could have Alt, or we could have Marvin Harrison Jr. Now that's a good. Those are good options to have. Now I know that's another story, but the Jets are in a position to make moves like that, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
Especially what they did in the offseason. So I know I just said a lot, but that's where we're at.
Listen,
we're in a totally different position.
Yeah, listen, and it's about, listen, Phenom, it's about time that you agree with your boy, that you sit back and understand that I'm always right, baby. That's what I'm saying. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Not too long, not too long now, because I don't pay y'all for all of that. But I do like that Phenom has come to his senses and realized that your boy's always right. Look, I get it, okay? A lot of people want Bowers, and I hear that, like you said as well. But the need along our offensive line, especially when you look at the injury history and when you look at, hey, they're both on one-year deals, it's like, where's the future there? We know that Aaron Rodgers, or at least we believe, that Aaron Rodgers is going to be here 2 more years. Both of these guys are on 1 year deal. So that means a year, you don't want to leave him unprotected, because we've seen what happens when your offensive line is not functional. Your offense as a whole will be dysfunctional. And that's the last thing that you want to see, right?
Absolutely.
Like we saw
dysfunction last year. Absolutely.
Oh my Lord. I don't ever want to see it again, right? So that's my thing. And, again, we'll continue to have these draft discussions because, you know, that time will continue to come, and I'll continue to have shows. But I get the allure of Bowers, and I completely understand that. But, my God, we got 4 tight ends already that we don't utilize correctly. We got Jeremy Rucker. Hey, why don't we figure out how to use those guys before we draft another guy in here when there's clearly a need along our offensive line? That's just my thing.
Agree. Until today, I think the entire NFL knew that we needed a wide receiver. Now that's been.
Yeah.
We could still use another young receiver too, because I think Mike Williams' deal is only 1 year as well, correct?
Yep, it's only 1 year. That's a fact. 1 year up to $15 million. That's a fact. Yep.
So you're still going to need another young receiver somewhere down the line. So this draft is deep in wide receivers. You can now get one, so they're going to make moves, and hopefully we'll see a quality wide receiver. Now, who that is, that can differ, but there's some guys out there. There's some definitely some guys out there. Leggett, there's McConkey. And not to talk about the big guys. I mean, it would be a dream to have a Marvin Harrison Jr. on your team, but that would require us not having our tackle. So that I mean, oh boy! But there's other guys in this draft that you can get, and we're not going to be upset. So, time to be a Jet fan, though. Great time to be a Jet fan.
It is. It is, Phenom. Now, my final question, man, because you've been bringing some heat. Jadeveon Clowney, a lot of talk about him becoming a New York Jet. What are your thoughts about that? And do you think that he needs to be added due to the fact that, again, when you look at our pass rusher situation, we had Huff walk out the door for nothing. So are you thinking Jadeveon Clowney also needs to be a guy that Joe Douglas needs to lock in and lock up?
After this performance, I don't think we can say that Joe Douglas won't go after him. I would not be surprised. He's a quality player. He gives us a pass rush. He can stop the run. You know, he's a veteran. He still wants to win a Super Bowl. He was with Baltimore last year, right? Was he with Baltimore last year, or was he with Cleveland?
Yeah, I think he was with Baltimore last season. Yeah.
So he kind of was tasting that champagne a little bit, kind of thought he was going to taste some champagne last year. So maybe he's a mercenary like Deion was back in the day. He's trying to find, well, Deion was different, but he's trying to find a ring too. So everybody's trying to get to the top, man, the mountaintop. So I wouldn't be shocked. Let me throw a name at you, Joe, and see what you think. I know we talked about one of the other callers. I think Colin was talking about picking up a quarterback. I'm not thinking about him in any way, but a guy named Jordan Travis, quarterback from Florida State. Just a name. I thought he played really well last year, and I think he has some real talent. Late in the draft, that we could pick up a guy like that, that would really do us well. But I know that's not a primary thought. That's a really secondary thought. But I thought, I just wanted to hear what you thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, like, watched that guy exclusively, but, like, I mean, he's a guy that you're extremely interested. There's definitely some guys, I think, later on in the draft, like you were speaking about. Like I said, I'm thinking fourth round or later, fourth round at best, right? But probably later than the fourth round, we might take a flyer on a young QB to bring into the building just to see. But, again, I'm still looking at the situation. Zach Wilson is still on this roster. He's still here, and I've talked about – I'm telling you, listen, if Justin Fields, I think Mac Jones, Justin Fields, they just got traded. I believe Justin Fields was traded for like a 6th-round pick. I forgot. I think Mac Jones was a 6th-rounder, right? Moving through the show. Okay. Those guys to this point have put together way better tape than Zach Wilson, right? If those guys are 6th-round picks, then Zach Wilson is, you're not going to get nothing from him but a half-eaten bologna sandwich. I'm telling you, that's about all you're getting. And that's a bologna sandwich that was left out in the sun. Okay? I don't think you're going to get much of anything.
He's going to be traded to the CFL. They're going to try to get a deal for a CFL player.
Listen,
you never know. We might be able to score something, man. We might be able to score Warren Moon out of the CFL or something like that, man. Look,
Zach Wilson,
good rings, good luck. You know, you've had a chance to play professional football. It was a mistake.
We'll see what happens. Maybe he's here during the season. I don't know. Okay, I've talked a little bit about this. We'll see. Listen, Phenom, I got to slide off. I got other callers. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
All right, you have yourself a good one. We're going to keep on moving and grooving, all right? Time for the show starting to close, but we got to get to Steve. Savages, I'm going to come back to y'all, see some questions. We're going to get to y'all in a second, all right? Bree says, Daniel Jeremiah, salutes to Bree in the chat. Bree says, Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft in NFL Network has us trading up with the Chargers to get Marvin Harrison Jones. What do you think, Joe? I don't know, man. I don't think that happens. I think that we need to gain draft capital, and especially with us having no second rounder, I think that would really ball up our draft. I don't think that he'll do that, but I do think that – I think a trade back is more likely than us trading up, but we'll see. And if we do trade up, I think it'll be for Alt. I don't think it's for a wide receiver, but that's me personally. All right. Salutes and respect to you, Bree. You always know I really enjoy talking to you. GVH in the chat says, Joe, looks like Becton and the Bengals won't happen as they got Brown today. Do you see a world where he comes back here? Would you be interested at the right price if he is humbled? I don't know if he comes back here, maybe as a backup, maybe, but I don't think he'll want to do that to this point. I could see him coming back here if the price is right. Maybe Joe Douglas takes a flyer, but that price would definitely have to be right, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he's definitely not going to get paid money, a ton of money or anything like that. But there's some other options for him as well. I know there's other teams that are looking. Like you said as well, the Bengals were interested, but they grabbed up, Trent. Maybe they addressed another tackle position with him. Who knows? But I wouldn't close the door on Becton coming back here for the right price. Okay, so salutes to you, GVH. Again, keep putting your questions in the chat. Salutes and respect to everybody. Bree in the chat says, what an insult to bologna sandwiches. Salutes to you, Bree. All right, I'm just saying, if those guys are worth 6th-round picks, what the heck is Zach Wilson worth? And he's still here. I floated out an idea where he would still be here this upcoming season if he, you know, signs maybe a two-year extension, lower his cap number. Other than that, the New York Jets are just going to release him and eat $11 million in dead cap money for him. Keep him on the roster for the right price. You know, two more years of Aaron Rodgers, and then you get a chance to challenge to be a starter with a young quarterback as well that the Jets are going to draft, and maybe another quarterback. Who knows? That sets you up in the right situation. But I'm telling you, nobody wants him. And he's been allowed to seek a trade as well. We'll keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639. Next, we're going to Steve. Steve, we're coming directly to you. For those of you that do not know Steve, he's a savage. Steve, salutes. I want to thank you for calling in. Show's coming to a close, man. Mike Williams signed by the New York Jets. Give me your thoughts on the signing, man.
Hey, Joe. Well, first of all, thank you again for having me on your show. It's always great, you know, listening to you and talking to you about the football team. You know, the Mike Williams move is a really, really good, solid move. I mean, I know a lot of people are a little bit worried, you know, because of the fact that, yes, he did have a torn ACL last year. The reason, you know, why in the past, why the Chargers had to let him go, it wasn't because of the ACL tear he had last year. What happened was the Chargers needed to save money in their cap space, and Mike Williams was available, and we took advantage of him. We gave a one-year, $15 million deal, and you know what? Hey, listen, it's a great deal. You know, it was a big move by Joe Douglas. You know, it was one of the things that I said that we needed in the offseason. Obviously, we'll talk about the offensive line, but we needed to get a legit second receiver for Garrett Wilson. And we finally did that in getting, getting Mike Williams into the building.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking facts there. Here's a guy that's going to be able to come in and really help us, stretch the field as well vertically. Big body guy. And he's going to take a little bit of that pressure off of Garrett Wilson having to do everything as a wide receiver out there. And this is also going to push Alan Lazard as well. Step up or you'll find your keister on the bench again if you don't step up with Mike Williams in the building. Now, you talked about the offensive line there, Steve. We signed Tyron Smith, haven't spoke to you about that situation. What are your thoughts about him being brought in?
No, let me tell you something. I thought the signing of Tyron Smith was definitely a great move by us because, you know, listen, Joe, I know you did talk about, you know, yes, he does have a little bit of injury history, but you know something? That man is an 8-time Pro Bowler, and, you know, he spent most of his career with Dallas, and he was a legit left tackle for the Cowboys when he played. And, you know, now we're going to see what he does, you know, bringing in with the Jets. And the one thing that helped Tyron Smith sign with us was that he wanted to play for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, before he signed with the contract, you know, with the Jets, him and Aaron Rodgers had a conversation, you know. Aaron even said that he would love to have him on the team, you know, because Aaron has said before he's watched him play, you know, over the years, you know, when Aaron was in Green Bay and when he was in Dallas, because, you know, Green Bay and Dallas had always had a lot of history with each other, you know, in big football games. You know, it's definitely a great move. But the thing is, you know, listen, a lot of the people on your show tonight were talking about, you know, what are the Jets going to do at the number 10 overall pick? Because obviously now with the signing, you know, of Tyron Smith that happened and then Mike Williams signing, you know something, Joe, listen, the thing that I think the Jets need to do is, and listen, and I do agree with you on this, I think they need to get one of the offensive linemen in the draft. That's one of the top two offensive linemen in the draft. You know, the guy from Notre Dame who you spoke about, and then there's the other guy, I think he's from Oklahoma. I forgot what his name was. What was his name again?
There's a couple guys. There's a Fulaga from Oregon State, Olu Fasanu from Penn State. There's Latham from Alabama. A lot of people talk about. I've talked about the Jets, you know, trading back and maybe going with Aramis Mims from Georgia. There's Fatanu from Washington. A lot of people like as well. He's more of a guard, but he's played tackle, so a lot of people think, you know, guard tackles can come in and be, you know, kind
of. I know a lot of Jets fans were also talking about the receiver from Washington getting him at number 10. I forgot what his name is. Because it would be nice.
O'Dunes. You talk about Rome O'Dunes.
Because he is a phenomenal talent, that player.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, Joe, and I know everybody is talking about, you know, oh, well, now we need to get Brock Bowser at number 10. Listen, Joe, I agree with you. I think Brock Bowser is a phenomenal talent. And I think whatever team he does go to, he's going to be a legit great player for that team, whichever team he goes to. But, Joe, here's the thing, though. Listen, if we take him at number 10, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But I do agree with you. I think the one key thing that they need to do at number 10, if any of those offensive linemen are still available at number 10, I think we should get one of them. And I do think one of them is going to be available by the time when we get to number 10. Because, obviously, you spoke about the other teams that picked before us. I mean, listen, the first three picks of the draft this year, Joe, are going to be quarterbacks no matter what. Chicago is taking a quarterback. Washington is taking a quarterback. And New England is taking a quarterback. New England, as much as we hate the Patriots are now finding a new quarterback for their future. So, obviously, we'll see what they do with that. But anyway, I just think we need to focus with the offensive line. So, Joe?
No, listen. Yeah, listen, Steve. I got to slide off because they're going to shut my time down. But this was a great call from you. You made a lot of great points. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
All right, Joe, no problem. Have a good night, man. Bye-bye.
Steve with a great call, man. He's talking all facts there. Look, it's been a great show, going back and forth with a lot of people. But we've got to shut it down because, you know, the talk people going to hate on your boy. So salute to all the savages. It's been a great time talking with y'all. And we're going to round out the show. Listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me show you to promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with you folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. I am also on Twitter as well. Going over to Twitter, type in @TheLongBeachJoe, @TheLongBeachJoe on Twitter. Okay? Follow me. I'll follow you right back. You want to troll me? No issues. I'm the troll that lives under the bridge, and I will have my Vera Tucker jersey on at all times. At all times. At all times. Y'all see? Y'all hear the hate, all right? Me and Vera Tucker, okay? You want to troll? No issues. We're going to troll you right back. I am also on YouTube as well. Come on over to YouTube, all right? Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube. Subscribe. Okay, hit that notification bell so when I post content, you'll be able to know. Give the videos in the stream a thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up button. All right, it's free. It's completely free, okay? Hit that thumbs up button. Get in those comments, troll me. I'll go back and forth with you. And always, people, when you see me in person, it is arms out, chest open, free hugs for everyone. Free hug for everyone. It'll cost you absolutely nothing. Thank you, folks, for taking the time out of the day to talk to your boy, to call in, to get in the chat. Salute to all the savages. Without you people, I'm absolutely nothing. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to interact with your boy any way that you do. Until the next show, you folks have a good one. Peace.